پیر طریقت محبوب العلماء والصلحاء حضرت مولانا ذوالفقار احمد صاحب نقشبندی دامت برکاتہم does not require any introduction. He has been many times to South Africa and you have been listening to him practically on every trip that he has made to South Africa. It is his ihsan that he undertakes these journeys in his tight schedule, which is very difficult to even fit in some time for us, because he's traveling practically the whole year round. As far as his qualifications are concerned, his CV is concerned, if we have to discuss that, we can carry on for 1 hour. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has blessed him with many, many sifat. But the main thing that he has been blessed with is that heart that we always are talking about. That he is indeed an arif billah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives to some people a heart, but he does not give them the tongue. Some people have got the tongue, but they don't have the heart. Now you will say, Maulana, you're talking nonsense, you underwent heart bypass and you say a person doesn't have heart. How can a human person not have heart? So indeed, every human being does have a heart. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not call those hearts as hearts which do not have Allah in them. Kis kaam ka wo gul hai, jis gul mein bu na ho. Kis kaam ka wo dil hai, jis dil mein tu na ho. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives to some people the tongue, that they are orators. If you have to listen to their speeches, they will make wah wah and the people will get emotional and everything will happen. And after a few minutes, there's nothing left, because they don't speak from the heart. But these Allah wallahs, when they speak, because their hearts are filled with noor, so the words that come out of their mouths are also in the capsule of noor. And that is what then enters the ears and comes down into our hearts. So only the people of Allah have been called Ahle Dil. So our honored guest, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, has made him an arif. And indeed he has got that kind of heart and that kind of ta'alluq with Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And whatever he has achieved, it is that fanaiyat of his. When people reach high stages, they become more and more humble. I don't know whether I mentioned this in the last introduction that I gave to him, but that besides all the other things which I do not wish to go into, but this is something of importance to us, that many, many people have changed along the road. Some people at the age of 20, some at 30, some at 50, and some just before going to the Qabristan, they made a change in their lives. But very few people you get that from birth, they are given that kind of tarbiyah, that kind of environment, that kind of education, that kind of upbringing, which keeps them clear of all the fitnas of the times. Now, although he is a qualified engineer also, he has seen the Western countries also, he's traveled tremendously, he's gone to universities and colleges. But that tarbiyah that was made of his, I read in one of his works somewhere, where he says that his mother was a very pious woman. And when he was about 3 years, 2.5, 3 years of age, so at that time he used to sleep with his mother. So when he used to miss his mother on the bed, late night, or early part of the morning, when he used to look on his side, then the mother, her musalla, was there, and she was engaged in tahajjud. And the du'as that she used to make, he says that I never heard anyone cry so much in du'a like I heard my mother cry. And in that du'a, she used to also make du'a for me. So he says, I have to get up with great happiness. Then with his father, he says, tahajjud time, 5 paras, 10 paras of the Quran Sharif he used to recite. He used to teach free of charge to the pupils. And his father was a very, very pious person. So when you have parents of this kind, then their du'as, their upbringing of the child, all these things has a great influence on the child. And then I will conclude that he had a brother who was a teacher at a school, an English teacher, another very pious brother also. So he says that this brother told him that because he was the youngest of the sons of the children, so he was beloved to his parents, his brothers, sisters. So his brother now, who was concentrating or giving him the best with regards to English education, so he told him, I will fulfill every demand of yours. But you will have to fulfill one demand of mine. those friends of yours who I ask you to disassociate from, because I do not find them to be appropriate, then you will have to distance yourself from them whether you like it or not. And he says, that time I didn't realize what nasihat he was making to me, but because I obeyed his instructions, alhamdulillah, today I am seeing the fruits of that. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sends these type of people once in a while to our country. We must take the best advantage. And in the path of Allah ta'ala, there is no jealousy of any kind. My sheikh, your sheikh, his sheikh. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, how can there be any limit in his muhabbat? Everybody can love Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So we must take advantage, we must benefit from whoever comes to this country, whom Allah ta'ala has blessed with that ta'aluk and that nisbat. And we must take lessons that how did they reach those stages? They reached it by that same fana'iyat. Look at the khidmat that he made of his sheikh. And look at the muraqabah and the zikrullah and what he made. May Allah ta'ala give me, give you and the ummah the tawfiq of benefiting and also making an effort to develop that kind of heart. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa. Wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله مع الصابرين وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم والصبر ردائي سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Quranic word sabr means patience. This word has been used 99 times at different places of Quran-e-Majeed. When a person has temptation of doing something, but he holds himself, he controls himself, bears the pressure of temptation, but does not do anything, so that condition is called sabr. In this world, we are here to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to spend our lifetime according to His commandments. Now this life is made up of changes. You will feel so many things changing every other day, every single day. Different condition, different surroundings, different feelings of a person. Today a person is healthy, next day he can be sick. Today a person is happy, next day he will be very sorrowful. Today he has lot of money, and then next day he can have some problem with the business. So we find so many changes in our life. Sometimes things are favorable according to our own ambitions, and sometimes they are not. Now this putting the person in different conditions is a test for us. For example, when the student goes to the examination hall to write the paper, then he gets some questions and he answers them with pen and paper. This is the answer to those questions. That is examination of the student. There is our examination of life. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts us in different conditions, favorable or unfavorable, and by action we write the answer. how we retaliate, how we react upon that. For example, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us His bounties, now this is a question. If we write the answer that we make shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it means our answer will be 100% all right. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put us in some problem condition, crisis condition, again a question. Now we have to write the answer. If we make sabr, this is a practical answer to this question. So each and every day, each one of us is being tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is putting the person on trial. That he recited kalima. Now, whether he spends his lifetime according to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam or not. So this is the actual condition. In this world, no one can say that I just want to live without problem. Dari duniya kase begham na bashad, agar bashad bani adam na bashad. In this world there is no person without sufferings, without problems. If there is someone, then he is not human being. He can be an animal. Human being is suffering from one feelings to other feelings. This is normal. Why? Because there are three destinations. One is dunya. This is the place to work. Second one is grave. That is the place to rest. And third one is the paradise, and that is the place to enjoy. Anyone who will work hard in this world, he will be the person who will take rest in the grave and who will enjoy in the paradise. We become so much vicious that we want every our ambition should be fulfilled. It cannot be like that. We should accept and anticipate these hardships in our life. Because we are in dunya. This dunya is basically masailistan. So if you find any person who has no problem, that's amazing. It's not amazing that this person had problem. No. Because we are in dunya, we will have it. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes puts a person in such a condition just to see whether this person, he keeps patience or not. The question arises in our mind, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful upon mankind, then why he puts the people in problem conditions? Then the reason is, that sometimes, apparently we feel it is hardship. But in this hardship, sometime a big gain is hidden. So gain is hidden in the pain. How? Let me explain with few examples. You are sitting in a room, and your baby son is crying in the adjacent room. Since last 5 minutes he is crying. So you become embarrassed. What happened? Where is the mother? And if you come to know that the mother is also in the room, then you say, why she is not attending the baby? The baby is continuously crying. And if someone tells you she is attending the baby, then you say, how she is attending the baby? So then you will be explained, the baby was filthy, his body became filthy, and now the mother, she has warm water and soap, and she is washing the body of the baby, and the baby is crying. Now apparently, You will feel that baby is crying. But in other words, in this pain, there is a hidden gain for the baby. Similarly, sometimes our heart becomes polluted with the effect of the sins. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sends such ahwal upon us that if we keep patience, then all of the effect of the sins is washed out from the earth, from our heart. Sometimes you go to the doctor, tell him that I am feeling pain. He says, okay, but after necessary checkup, he says that you need to be operated. Now, apparently, he wants to cut your body, take out blood from your body, but then you pay him and then you give him the permission to do. But when you get healthy, then you become grateful to the doctor. So apparently he was cutting our body, but hidden, there is a hidden gain. Actually, he was our friend. He was sympathetic to us. He wanted that whatever disease we have, it should be cured and we should get healthy. So it means that apparently if someone is in conditions of problem, it does not mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not happy with us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to test a person in this condition. He can make a person sick. He can make some people jealous with him and wants to see how he now reacts with these people. What we people do, we get enmity in our heart. If we got enmity in our heart, it means that our answer to the question was not good. So by actions we are writing the examination paper of our life. And all, everything is being documented. There are two angels. Inna alaykum lahafizin, kiraman katibin, ya'lamuna ma taf'alu. And then, there is a thumb rule that when some person has expectation of big reward, he can bear any hardship for that. Look at this, that there is a security guard. And in winter nights, he is not sleeping. He is roaming outside the house, in the market. Chilled air he is facing. Sleepless night. He is taking this pain. Why? He expects that at the end of the month, I will be paid for that. So because he has expectation of a reward, that's why it's not difficult for him to bear these hardships. Similarly, when mu'min, he has a firm iman in his heart that every single hardship which I am going to face in this world, with sabr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give me a reward much more than my expectations. So then these hardships, they never disturb a person. Our mashayikh, they have written that if you are in the condition of ease, you cannot be so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than if you are in the condition of difficulty. In this condition, if you make sabr, you will be more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these hardships sometimes, they come for our benefit. One simple reason, maybe it is the effect of our dua. How? For example, we made a dua. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us paradise. Give us a house in the neighborhood of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jannah. And our dua was accepted. Now our amal, they are not up to this mark that we can get that status. So what happens? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sends some hardship, sufferings to this person, and if this person, he keeps patience and bears it and still is happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then fulfills the dua of that person. We are so short-tempered. Slight difference in our own schedule disturbs us. And what we do? If some brother is not coming to the masjid, and you ask him, why you are not coming to the masjid? He will say, I have some problem in my business. I am sorting it out. When everything will be set right, I will come to the masjid. In other words, he is speaking that there is a problem in my business and the first door which I left is the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is our condition. But if we look at our own life, then the happiness time is long, sorrows are very short time. Health is for a long time, sickness is very short time. We fill our stomach for a long time and we feel hungry for a short time. So the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are much more on us. So our mashayikh, they used to be happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even in this condition and that condition. That's why there is a verse from a sheikh, Lutfe sajan dam badam, kehre sajan gah gah. Lutfe sajan dam badam, kehre sajan gah gah. Ibi sajan wah wah. Ubi sajan vah vah. That the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are upon me abundantly. And the hardship which I get from Him is very little. Oh Allah, I am happy with You. You put me in this condition or You put me in this condition. I am happy with You. Bani Israel asked a question from Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. How do we come to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy with us? A very beautiful question. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, he went to Tur. And then he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, people are asking, how we can know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy with us or not? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told that it's very simple. They people should look in their hearts. If they are happy with me, I am happy with them. If they are unhappy with me, I am unhappy with them. It's so simple. So a real mu'min is, who is always happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Patience means, to hold some person, even if he has got temptation of doing something. For example, if we are in the feelings of hardship, then what we want to complain to other people? We want to feel frustrated, angry. This is not good. A person, he should control himself and he should think, that this is a test for me from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so I am happy in. And if the time of ease could not continue, then the time of this difficulty will also not continue. It will also come to an end. A simple example. In those countries where the weather is very cold, are in those places, then when the winter comes, the trees, normally they are deprived from the leaves and flowers and fruit, everything. In winter you look toward the tree, you will find them just like a dry stick which has been just put in the ground. No sign of any life on them. But this tree knows that the circumstances are not favorable. So I have to bear everything with patience. It stays day and night. Chilled air is coming. Snow is falling. There are lot of changes in temperature in day and night. Bearing calm and quiet, everything. And then, within a period of 2 to 3 months, again the spring season starts, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He blesses the same tree, which was just like a dry wood, again starts sprouting, and leaves and flowers and fruits is already given to this family. So similarly we should feel this, that if we are now in the condition of hardship, then we have to keep patience, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring another good time which will be favorable and will bless me with everything. It's so simple. So if we keep patience, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love us. And if we are very happy and we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be very happy. Any person who will make sabr, he will also go to the paradise, and the person who will make shukr, he will also go to the paradise. Now when we are satisfied with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there should be any symptom. Yes, we will never be depressed. We will always see a light at the end of the tunnel. We will be always be hopeful with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we will never complain against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of the people. These are the symptoms. And our mashayikh used to do like that. Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar Lano, he got sick. Someone came to ask about his health. He said, Amirul Mumineen, how you are feeling? Should we ask some physician to come to see you? He replied, the physician has already seen me. Then he said that, Hazrat, what the physician told you? Replied, that physician told me, inni fa'alul lima yurid. So happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Masood radiallahu ta'ala no, he was sick. And Sayyidina Usman Ghani lano, he came to spend some time with him. So then he asked, how you are feeling? Ma tashtaki? Do you have any complaint? He replied, yes, Zanubi. I have complaint, but this complaint is from my own sins. Then he said, okay, ma tashtahi, you want anything? He replied, naam rahmatu rabbi. I need the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Usman Ghani Lano, he replied that, should I call some physician for your checkup? Then he replied, at-tabibu amradani, that the physician has made me sick. So whom you are going to call? Then he said, should I send something from the Baitul Mal? He said, no, la hajat ali fiha, I do not want it. Then he said, okay, I give you a gift, hadiyah from myself. He said, no, I have listened from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, man qara suratul waqia kull layla lam tusibu faqatun abada. Any person who will recite surah waqia in every night, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save him from hunger, from faqa. So I recite surah waqia, so that's why I don't need any gift from you. Although he was sick in this condition, but he was very happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this should be our condition. Maulana Rum Rahmatullah Alayh, he wrote a beautiful story. He said that Mahmud, Sultan Mahmud was a king and he had a slave, his name was Ayyaz. Now Ayyaz was the beloved person of Sultan Mahmud. Whereas the other dignitaries of the country, they were very unhappy with this condition. One day they complained to the king that we are very near to you, we are better than him in our family status, in our personality, in our education, in our wealth. We are superior than him. But what love you have for that person, that we cannot find for ourselves. Sultan Mahmud replied, okay, someday I will answer you. Now the people, they forgot it. After a few days, he brought a fruit which was very bad taste. And then he cut it into pieces and gave one piece to each and every one of them. It was so sour, so bitter, that any person who just tasted it, he threw it away and said, oh, it's very bitter. No one can eat it. So Sultan Mahmud looked at each one of them. Every person did this. But when he looked to Ayyaz, he was eating the same fruit. Sultan Mahmud asked him, Ayyaz, is this piece not bitter? He said, yes, king, this is very bitter. Why you are eating it? He said that I ate it. I thought in my mind that from your hand I have taken sweets dozens of time and I have eaten it. Now if I am getting something which is bitter, I feel ashamed to give this thing to back to you. So we get so many pleasures from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if there is something which is not favorable, can we not bear it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If we will think upon that, then it will be very easy for us to spend our time with sabr. Now if we become impatient, what happens? Very important. The hardship which came upon us is not going to go back. We are going to lose the reward which we could get upon that if we kept patience. So it means that impatience always deprives us from the reward on the hardship. So it's better to keep patience and get the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this patience has so many meanings in different aspects. Same condition, when it is from a special angle, has been given a different name. For example, if a person keeps patience to have chastity, he controls his lust and does not look towards ghair mahram, keeps himself away from this sin, then this sabr, this patience is called chastity, iffat. If a person, he is in very prosperous condition, wealthy person, so he wants to enjoy and spend a life of recklessness, but then he keeps himself, holds himself, no, I have to stay good. So if he stays good and does not get involved in these bad things, then this condition is called tazkiyah nafs, purity of the nafs. If a person, he keeps patience at the time of jihad and he does not run away, stands with steadfastness, then this sabr is called bravery, shijaat. If the same person is in an angry mood. But then he holds himself and does not do anything wrong in this anger condition, then this is called tolerance, held. If the person, he has different problems, calamities of time, and he keeps patience, then this is called forbearance. And if the person, he says the mistakes of other people, but still he conceals them, he does not speak to anyone. Why? He is my brother. I will talk to him nicely. I will give him a word of advice. But I am not going to make insult of him in the public. So if he does like this, then this is called concealing. If a person, he got from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala something, his sustenance was not enough, but he still kept patience, then this is called contentment. If the person, he made sabr from the enjoyments of his life, then this is called abstinence. If the person, he made sabr from committing sin, then this is called piety, taqwa. And if the person, he has hardship from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sufferings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and still he keeps patience, then this condition is called sabr. So sabr is the word which has got so many other names in different conditions. It means it is such a good characteristic in a person that the person who will have patience, he will have 10 these characteristics in his personality. So by getting patience, we can get 10 characteristics in our personality. How good it will be. So we should try to have a big heart. People say, to have a big show, one should have a big heart. If we want to get the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should also have a big heart. Now, let us see what reward a person can get on patience. Right from Quran. Number one, first place. In Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us to make sabr, to keep patience. This is the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Quran, it has been mentioned, isbiru wa sabiru. Now, isbiru is siga of amr. So, we are being ordered by Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should obey the order. Then, if we become impatient, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like it. He has forbidden from being impatient. That's why in Quran it has been told, فَاسْبِرْ كَمَا صَبَرَ أُولُو الْعَزْمِ مِنَ الرُّسُلِ وَلَا تَسْتَعْجِلْ لَهُمْ. Now, تَسْتَعْجِلْ لَهُمْ means don't be impatient. So on one hand, to be patient, order is being passed down. On the other hand, to be impatient, it has been forbidden. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appreciated the people who keep patience a lot. It has been mentioned in Quran, وَالصَّابِرِينَ فِي الْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَحِينَ الْبَأْسِ أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that he loves those people who keep patience. Wallahu yuhibbu as-sabirin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those people who keep patience. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with them who keep patience. Inna Allaha ma'a as-sabirin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with those who people keep patience. Then this patience for these people is very good. Wala in sabartum لَهُوَ خَيْرُ لِلصَّابِرِينَ. And the reward of sabr will be very good. وَلَنَجْدِيَ الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And then in Quran, The examples of the previous nations have been quoted. For example, the sons of Israel, they were advised by Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to keep patient. وَقَالَ مُوسَىٰ لِقَوْمِهِ اسْتَعِينُوا بِاللَّهِ وَاسْبِرُوا. Keep patience. Then they kept patience. So what happened? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells them, وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ الْحُسْنَىٰ عَلَىٰ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ بِمَا صَبَرُوا. It means they kept patience, and whatever bounties Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them, that was given to them because they kept patience. So if you will keep patience, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the bounties to us. Then the person who keeps patience, he is given such a reward which is countless. No one can measure it with any scale. It has been mentioned, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. No one can know. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what he is going to get due to this patience. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps those people who keep patience. For example, بَلَا إِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا وَيَعْتُوكُمْ مِنْ فَوْرِهِمْ هَذَا يُمْدِدْكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ. That if you will keep patience, your Lord will help you. So any person who keeps patience, he gets the help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And good news is given to those people who keep patience. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Because they get the three rewards. أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. So on patience they get three big rewards. On them is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On them there is salawat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then they are the people who get hidayat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then those people who keep patience, really they are very good people. Big hearted people. وَلَمَنْ صَبَرَ وَغَفَرَ إِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ لَمِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. And those people who will keep patience, they will get a big portion of ajr from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why when Karun used to come from his house, then common people used to look towards him and they used to say, يَا لَيْتَ لَنَا مِثْلَ مَا أُوتِيَ كَارُونَ. Then the ulama of that time, they told them, وَيْلَكُمْ سَوَابُ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ لِّمَنْ آمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَلَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الصَّابِرُونَ. So this reward is given to those people who keep patience. Then, those people who keep patience, they will be permitted to enter into the paradise. In Quran it has been mentioned that when people will enter into the paradise, وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ يَدْخُلُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ بَابِ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِمَا صَبَرْتُمْ. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. So look at this. By keeping patience, what reward we can get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those people who keep patience, they become the imam of their time. They become the leader of their time. Not the political leader. They become the imam of hidayat. It has been mentioned in Quran, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا لَمَّا صَبَرُوا وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُوقِنُونَ. It's such a characteristic which each one of us should have in our heart. And if we cannot keep patience, we should make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us the tawfiq. Sometimes we instantaneously react on small things. And we do something which is not required. And we lose the reward of keeping patience. Sayyidina Umar Farooq Rilano, he used to say, Khabru Aishin Adrakanahu Bis Sabr. That the news of success we used to get by keeping patience. And Anas Radilano, he used to say, Min Kunuzil Birr Kitmanul Masaib. That a person, if he gets musibat, and he hides him, bears, does not complain to anyone, then this is a treasure of reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now let me clarify one point. To tell the feelings and the conditions to an alim, to a mufti, to a sheikh, to elders is not complaint. That is guideline which one person wants to get. Complaint is when we sit down among the people and we just want to show that I am really in a very bad condition, so people should be sympathetic to me. With this ambition, when we will say something to the people, that will be the complaint of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, what is the limit of patience? Limit is that one should say not a single word to the creation, to the people. Whatever he wants to say, he should say in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If this is the condition, it means he is having the climax of patience. And that was the action of the prophets of the time. For example, Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was departed from his son, he was very unhappy and very sad. But he did not complain to anyone. What did he say? He said, Innama ashku bassi wa huzni ilallah. He said simple word, fasabrun jameel. And due to this sabr, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again sent Yusuf alayhi salam back to his father. Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, he became sick and he was put to a very difficult trial. But he kept patience. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him back everything from which he was deprived. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciated him in Quran with three words, Allahu Akbar. No one else can appreciate someone with these three words. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, Inna wajadnahu sabira. Allahu Akbar. Inna wajadnahu sabira ni'mal abd innahu awwa. These three words, subhanallah, words of appreciation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He got it due to his sabr. So if we will keep patience, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us the reward also. Now the question arises, yes, in one of the ahadith, it has been mentioned that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created lauh and kalam, so he ordered the kalam, pen, to write. Now the pen wrote, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasuli. It is being written from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ilaha illa ana Muhammad Rasuli. And then it was written, Mallam yastaslim bi qaza'i. The person who does not accept my qaza. Walam yasbir ala bala'i. And he does not make sabr upon bala. Walam yashkur ala ni'amai. And he does not become grateful on my bounties. Fal yattakhid rabban sewai. He should try to find any other Rabb except me. Allahu Akbar Kabeera. And normally a person who is more close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has put more on test. It has been mentioned in hadith. Iza ahabba Allahu abdan ibtala. Whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he loves someone, he puts him on test. فَإِن صَبَرَ اِجْتَبَاهُ. If he keeps patience, Allah makes him his mujtaba. وَإِن رَاضِيَ اِسْتَفَاهُ. And if he becomes happy on that condition, Allah makes him his mustafa. Allahu Akbar. Now English language is not appropriate to tell the difference what is in ijtaba and istafa. So these words have to be used. But it means that if we will keep... So our mashayikh, they used to be happy. Why? Happy on hardships? Yes. They used to think that whatever has come upon me, it is from my beloved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whatever comes to you from your beloved one, it is a gift from your beloved one. So they used to feel it is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why it was very easy for them. In Quran it has been mentioned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said to his beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, فَاسْبِرْ لِحُكْمِ رَبِّكَ فَإِنَّكَ بِأَعْيُنِنَا. That, O our Prophet, you should keep patience on the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because you are in our view. You are in our sight. You are in our observation. When Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she listened this ayat for the first time, she stood up, came to Rasulullah sallam and kissed hand and said, O Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what status Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, that he said, innaka bi'ayunina, you are in our observation. It means that those people who will keep patience, they will always be in the view of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you get the news, I am in the view of my beloved one, it makes you happy. So we are in the view of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of our mashayikh, they used to write this verse and poke it in the pocket. And when they used to have any hardship, any sad news, anything bad happened to them, they used to take that piece of paper out and used to recite this ayat, فَاسْبِرْ لِحُكْمِ رَبِّكَ فَإِنَّكَ بِأَعْيُنِنَا. And it was very easy for them to keep patience. One question comes in mind, that those people who are very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are doing good amal, they are pious people, they are good people, spending life of taqwa, ittaba'i sunnah, why they feel hardship from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Now one answer is that Allah wants to elevate them to a bigger status. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends hardship to them. So they make sabr and they get the elevated status from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is one more point which comes in my mind. So let me explain it. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows the angel, look at this, my humble servant is doing this. How? There are two people from which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes very happy. Number one, a person who was with the other group and he traveled a lot, and at the time of Fajr, they arrived at their destination. Because everyone was exhausted, so all of them slept, but one of them, he made wudu and he started making namaz. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes happy with him that and tells the malaika, look at this, he was also very tired, but look at this, due to love of me, he did not sleep, but he stood in front of me. So look at this, what is the love in his heart for me. And second one, a person who is young and he is sleeping and young wife is there, but still at the time of tahajjud he gets up and he makes wudu and starts making tahajjud. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes very happy with this person and he tells the malaika, okay, look at this, This person is there, wife is there, he can spend his time with the wife, but my love is so much filled in his heart that he made wudu, and this is the time of tahajjud, and look at this, he is offering the prayer. So when Allah Ta'ala shows the malaika, why? The reason is that in the beginning when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them, Inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa, then the malaika, they made a point, Ataj'alu fiha man yufsidu fiha wa yasfiku dima. Allah, you are making khalifa to such a person who will make fasad and bloodshed in this world. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows them that, O malaika, I told you, Inni a'lamu ma la ta'lamun, I know what you do not know. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sent hardship to these people who are very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whose hearts are filled with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when they feel hardship from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they become happy, they keep patience. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows the angel, look at these people. You said that they will spread fasad and bloodshed in this world, whereas their heart is so much filled with my love, they are my true khalifa in this world. So Allah Ta'ala, he shows the malaika. That's why our mashayikh, there is a history of sabr for our mashayikh. Allahu Akbar. Let me quote few instances. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, he saw in dream that he is slaughtering his son in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then in the morning he got up, told his wife, Hajra, just give birth to this son and I want to take him, we want to see someone very big. Sayyidah Hajra radiallahu ta'ala anha, she gave birth to her son and put on his body the good clothes and put perfume and everything, and then she prepared him. Now Ismail, he was just in the age in which the child just runs to one place to the other. In this running age, he started walking with Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Ibrahim alayhi salam took a knife with him. When he went out, then Shaitan came to Hajra radiallahu ta'ala. And then he said, you know where your son has gone? She said, he has gone with the father. You know why the father took him outside the city? Because he want that we have to meet to a big one. He said, no, this is not true. The truth is that he want to slaughter the son. Then Hajra, Bibi Hajra, she replied, how it is possible? A father can slaughter the son? Shaitan said, yes, he has been given commandments and dream by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he said this, then Hajra radiallahu ta'ala anha, she replied that if his commandment was for me, so I am also prepared to give my life for the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaitan, he was unsuccessful. He came to Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam and he said, Ismail, you know where you are going? He said, yes, I am going to see some big one. No, no, no. Your father wants to kill you. He said, how it is possible? A father can kill the son? He said, yes, he has been ordered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Ismail al-Islam, he replied, that if it in the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am prepared to give my life in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he came to Ibrahim al-Islam and said, never kill your son. Otherwise, you will get zillat, insult throughout the world. How? Because you know, Kabil killed his brother Habil and he was insulted. You will also be insulted. Then Ibrahim alayhi salam told him, no. Kabil killed his brother to fulfill his bad ambition. He wanted to fulfill his lust. He wanted to get his wife. But I am slaughtering my son on the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How you can compare these two things together? So Shaitan, he could not attack. Then, at this point, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam talked to his son and said, Ya Bunayya, oh my son, Inni ara fil manam, I have seen in the dream, anni azbahuka, I am slaughtering you in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fanzur maza tara, now tell me what's your opinion. Now what was the answer of Ismail alayhi salam? He replied, Ya abatif al ma tu'mar. Oh my dad, do whatever has been ordered to you. Satajiduni insha Allah min as-sabiri. This is sabr. That a person is prepared, small child, he was prepared to give his life in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What hardship we get in our life? Some problem in business, some sickness, some sad news, and on this we are complaining about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was prepared to give his life. Allahu Akbar Kabira. And then, let's see in this ummah. There are hundreds and hundreds of instances where Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they kept patience and they bore the hardship just to get the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhum, he was given a lot of pain. So many other Sahaba, but they kept patience. Let me just tell you, one, two small instances. In short, they are not small, but I am telling in short. What are that? First one is, that Sayyidina Khubayb radiallahu ta'ala, no? He was caught by the kuffar. And the kuffar, they decided that we have to hang him. So, the people of Makkah, they came out from Makkah, they chose a big tree, and then they had a rope on the tree, and they wanted to hang him. Khubayb radiallahu anhu, he was alone. Now at this point of time, Abu Sufyan asked him, do you want that we could release you, and in your place, your prophet should have been there? No. Then he replied, never. I cannot even think about it. I don't want a thorn should go in the feet of my prophet and I may be released in death. So when he replied, the kuffar, they were very surprised. What steadfastness these people have. And he knew that in short period of time, he is going to be hanged. And the kuffar, what they did? They did that 40 young men, they were encircling Khubayb radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And they decided, when we will pull the rope, then you have to run and you have to pierce his body with the spear. Now look at this. 40 people with their spear, they are pointing towards his body and surrounding him. And there is only one person. Rope is just in his throat. And now there is a time, just he has to be killed. At this point of time, Khubayb radiallahu ta'ala no, he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, around me, there is no mu'min. All of them are kuffar, and they want to hang me on your name. Oh Allah, I am prepared for that, but there is one ambition in my mind. Oh Allah, can you pass on my salam to my beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam? So Nabi alayhi salam, he was sitting in Masjid Nabi, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took away all the walls and wheels in between him and Rasulullah saw Khubayb radiallahu ta'ala anhu being hanged in that place, and then Rasulullah, tears came from his eyes, and he said, Khubayb has been martyred. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to show the malaika, look at these people, they can give their life in my name. Their heart is so much filled with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Farishton ko dikhana tha, bashar aise bhi hote hain. Farishton ko dikhana tha, bashar aise bhi hote hain. And that's why Sayyidina Husayn radiallahu ta'ala no, he kept sabr. And with his own eyes, he saw his family members being killed. But he kept patience. Allama Iqbal, he said, غریب و سادہ و رنگی ہیں داستان حرم نہایت اس کی حسین ابتدا ہے اسماعیل. دی اسٹوری آف لو اٹ اسٹارٹ فرام سیدنا اسماعیل علیہ السلام اینڈ دین دیر آر ایگزامپل ان اسلام لائک سیدنا حسین رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ ہاؤ ہی کیپ پیشنس اینڈ ہی آفرڈ سو مینی لائف ہز اون لائف ان دی نیم آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی. وائی؟ فرشتوں کو دکھانا تھا بشر ایسے بھی ہوتے ہیں. اللہ وانٹیڈ ٹو شو دی ملائکہ لک ایٹ دس مائی لورز کین بی لائک دس دے کین گو اپ ٹو دس ایکسٹینٹ دیٹ اف دے ہیو ٹو گیو دیئر لائف دے ول ویری ولنگلی گیو دیئر لائف ان مائی نیم. فرشتوں کو دکھانا تھا بشر ایسے بھی ہوتے ہیں. سیدنا عبداللہ ابن زبیر رضی اللہ عنہ اراؤنڈ ہی ود فیو ہنڈریڈ آف ہز سپورٹرز اینڈ دے آر جسٹ انسرکلڈ بائی دی تھاؤزینڈ پیپل آف دی اینیمی. نو ہز سپورٹرز دے آر بینگ کلڈ ون آفٹر دی ادر. ہی تھاٹ آئی ایم ایٹ دی ڈور آف مائی ہاؤس لیٹ می گو بیک ٹو مائی ہاؤس اینڈ پاس آن مائی سلام لاسٹ سلام ٹو مائی مدر. ہز مدر اسماء رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ شی واز دی ایلڈر ڈاٹر آف سیدنا صدیق اکبر رضی اللہ عنہ دی ایلڈر سسٹر آف سیدہ عائشہ صدیقہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ بٹ ان ہر ایلڈرلی ایج اسماء رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ شی گاٹ سم ڈیزیز اینڈ شی لاسٹ دی آئی سائٹ ان دی لیٹر ایج. نو شی بیکیم بلائنڈ بٹ عبداللہ ابن زبیر رضی اللہ عنہ ہی جسٹ کیم ان سائڈ دی ہاؤس اینڈ ہی سیڈ مام آئی ہیو کم ہیئر ٹو میک یو سلام. دین فرام ہز وائف مدر شی فگرڈ آؤٹ سیم سم ویکنیس ان ہز وائس. شی آسکڈ او مائی سن آر یو آن رائٹ پاتھ اور رانگ. ہی سیڈ مام آئی ایم آن رائٹ پاتھ. ہی سیڈ وین یو آر رائٹ وائی یو ساؤنڈ سو ویک. مدر از ٹیلنگ ایلڈرلی ایج مدر ٹو دی یگ سن وائی یو ساؤنڈ سو ویک. دین ہی ریپلائڈ دیٹ مائی اینیمیز ول کل می اینڈ دے ول میک دے ول جسٹ میک دی پیسز آف مائی باڈی. دین دی مدر ریپلائڈ او مائی سن وین دی گوٹ از کلڈ دین اٹ از ناٹ نو ہارم ٹو دیٹ if someone makes the pieces or takes the skin away. Mother is talking to the son. Then the son said, Mom, I have come here just to pass on my Islam to you. I want to go back and I want to go back and discharge my duty. Then the mom, she said, oh my son, I am blind. I cannot see you. Can you come to me? I just want to kiss your face and I just want to feel the smell of your body. I want to kiss your face. I just want to feel the smell of your body. And when she kissed, then she made dua. Oh Allah, you know, he is my son who used to keep fasting throughout the days of long summer day and who used to stand in tahajjud right from Isha to Fajr in due to your love. And he is the son who make khidmat of his parents. And I am happy with my son. Oh Allah, please, you be happy with my son. Farishton ko dikhana tha. Bashar aise bhi hote. Allah wanted to show the malaika. Look, the bashar can be like this. This can be their big heart. They can give anything in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the climax. That is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Akbar. Someone can say, you are talking about the Sahaba, they were really very big personalities. Let me talk something about our own Mashayikh. Hazrat Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayh, when he died, the person who was giving him bath, he looked on his back, there were some signs of wound. And there were lot of wounds, signs of wound. He could not understand what happened to him. Then he asked from few people, no one could reply. Hazrat Madni Rahmatullah Alayh, he was at Calcutta, in Calcutta at that time. When he got the news of his sheikh that he expired, so from Calcutta he came there, and then he attended the funeral procession. After that, this person asked Hazrat Madni Rahmatullah Alayh, Hazrat, I have found this and this, do you know about him? Then tears came out from the eyes of Hazrat Madina Rahmatullah Alayh. He replied, yes. Actually, it was a secret in between me and my Shaykh. I promised to my Shaykh that in his life I will never tell anyone. But now because he passed away, so I am going to open the secret. When my Shaykh was in the prison of Malta, I was with him. At that time, Tarangi used to put burning coals on the ground and used to talk Hazrat Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayh and tell him, either you give a commitment that you are with us, and if you say I am not with you, we will force you to lay down on the burning coal. And Hazrat Gangohi Rahmatullah said, no, I cannot give this commitment. And then he was forced, pushed to lay down on the coal. These are the wounds on the back. And when he returned back in the night, he could not sleep. We were the students. We could not see our Shaykh in such restless condition. So we started crying and we said, Hazrat, can there be some hila? Can you use some dual meaning word so that these people should leave you and you save yourself from this punishment? Then he said that when I told my Shaykh this, he looks toward me and he said, Hussain Ahmed Madani, you are telling me to do this. I will never do this. Why? Because I am the son of Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. I am the son of Khudayb radiallahu anhu. I am the son of Imam Malik rahmatullah alayh. I am the son of Imam Azam rahmatullah alayh. I am the son of Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayh. And I am the spiritual son of Hazrat Shah Walillah Muhaddis Dehlvi rahmatullah alayh. Mujaddad Alif Thani rahmatullah alayh. Madani, look at this. They people can take my soul out of my body, but they cannot take my iman from my heart. Farishton ko dikhana tha, bashar aise bhi hote. Allahu Akbar Kabira. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to keep patience in our life and get reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana anilhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. دعا کر لیجئے. سبحان ربی الالوحاب. اللہم صلی علی سیدنا محمد وعلی آل سیدنا محمد مبارک وسلم. ربنا سلمنا انفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنکونن من الخاسرین. اے مالک, ہم آپ کے آج مسکین بندے ہیں, ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما, ہماری خطاؤں سے درگزر فرما, ہمارے عیبوں کی پردہ پوشی فرما. اللہ ہماری نگاہوں کو پاک فرما, ہمارے دلوں کو صاف فرما, ہمارے سینوں کو اپنی محبت سے لبریز فرما, اپنے عشق کی آتش ہمارے سینوں میں پیدا فرما, ہمارے انگ انگ سے اپنے ذکر کو جاری فرما, روئے روئے سے اپنے ذکر کو جاری فرما, ہڈی ہڈی بوٹی بوٹی میں اپنی محبت پیدا فرما. اے رب کریم, ہم نے جو گناہ دن میں کیے معاف فرما, جو راتوں میں کیے معاف فرما, جو محفل میں کیے معاف فرما, جو تنہائیوں میں کیے معاف فرما, جو ارادے سے کیے معاف فرما, جو بنا ارادے کے ہوئے معاف فرما. اے مولا, جو گناہ یاد ہیں وہ بھی معاف فرما, جو کر کے بھول گئے وہ گناہ بھی معاف فرما. اللہ, ہمیں برے دن سے محفوظ فرما, بری رات سے محفوظ فرما, برے کاموں سے محفوظ فرما, برے انجام سے محفوظ فرما. اے اللہ, علم حاصل ہونے کے بعد جہالت کے کاموں سے محفوظ فرما, ہدایت ملنے کے بعد گمراہی سے محفوظ فرما. اللہ, اپنے قرب کے بعد دوری سے محفوظ فرما, اور عزتیں ملنے کے بعد ذلت سے محفوظ فرما. اے اللہ, دوستی کے رنگ میں دشمنی کرنے والوں سے بھی محفوظ فرما, انسانوں کی شکل میں جو شیطان پھرتے ہیں ان سے بھی محفوظ فرما. اللہ, اپنی رحمتوں کی ٹھنڈی چھاؤں نصیب فرما. میرے مولا, اس سے پہلے کہ لوگ ہمیں کلمہ پڑھائیں, ہمیں اپنے اختیار سے کلمہ پڑھنے کی توفیق عطا فرما. اس سے پہلے کہ ہمارے ظاہر کی آنکھیں بند ہو جائیں, اللہ من کی آنکھیں کھلنے کی توفیق عطا فرما. اس سے پہلے کہ لوگ ہمیں نہلائیں, اللہ ہمیں غسل
توبہ کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرما، اور اس سے پہلے کہ ہمیں کفن پہنا دیا جائے اللہ ہمیں تقوی کی پوشاک پہننے کی توفیق عطا فرما. اے اللہ اس سے پہلے کہ ہماری نماز پڑھی جائے ہمیں نماز کی حضوری نصیب فرما، اور اس سے پہلے کہ قیامت کے دن آپ کے سامنے پیشی ہو اللہ ہمیں اپنی بارگاہ میں قبولیت نصیب فرما. رب کریم ہمارے ساتھ درگزر کا معاملہ فرما. اے اللہ ہم کمزور ایمان والے بندے ہیں، ذرا ذرا سی بات پہ ہم آپ کی شکایتیں کر بیٹھتے ہیں، زبان سے ایسے لفظ نکال بیٹھتے ہیں جو آپ کو پسند نہیں ہوتے. اللہ ہمارے ان گناہوں کو معاف فرما دیجئے، اللہ ہم پر رحمت کی نظر فرما دیجئے. رب کریم ہمیں اپنے در سے کبھی خالی نہ لوٹائیے. اے اللہ زندگی میں کبھی بھی بے سہارا نہ کرنا، کبھی بھی بے آسرا نہ کر دینا، اللہ اپنے در سے دور نہ کر دینا. رب کریم ہمیشہ اپنی رحمت کی پشت پناہی عطا فرما دینا. اے اللہ مدارس عربیہ کی حفاظت فرما، دعوت و تبلیغ کے کام کی حفاظت فرما، جہاں اللہ لوتی ہے ان خانقاہوں کی حفاظت فرما، اقامت دین کی کوششوں کی حفاظت فرما. اللہ بچہ پریشان ہوتا ہے ماں باپ کی طرف دوڑتا ہے، اور بندے پریشان ہوتے ہیں تو پروردگار کی طرف لوٹتے ہیں. اے بے قصوں کے دستگیر، اے ٹوٹے دلوں کو تسلی دینے والے، اے خالی جھولیوں کو بھر دینے والے، اللہ ہم نے بھی دامن پھیلائے ہیں، ہمارے دامن بھی بھرپور فرما، ہماری امیدوں سے بڑھ کر اجر نصیب فرما. اللہ ماں اپنے بچے کو نجاست میں لچھڑا دیکھتی ہے، وہ بچے کو پھینک نہیں دیتی، چھوڑ نہیں دیتی، سمجھتی ہے یہ نادان ہے، وہ بچے کو دھو لیتی ہے، سینے سے لگا لیتی ہے. اے رب کریم ہم بھی تو گناہوں کی نجاست میں لچھڑے ہوئے ہیں، مگر بندے تو آپ ہی کے ہیں. اللہ ہمیں اپنے در سے خالی نہ لوٹا دیجئے، اللہ ہمیں اللہ اپنے در سے دھتکار نہ دیجئے، ایک رحمت کی نظر ڈال کے ہمیں دھو دیجئے، اور ہمیں اپنی رحمت کی چادر میں جگہ عطا فرما دیجئے. اے پروردگار عالم آپ نے قرآن مجید میں خود ارشاد فرمایا، وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ، اور سوالی کو انکار نہ کرو. اللہ جب ہم کمزوروں کو حکم ہے ہم سوالی کو انکار نہ کریں، تو اے مولا ہم بھی تو آپ کے در کے سوالی ہیں، اے مولا آپ بھی انکار نہ فرمائیے، ہمیں اپنے در سے خالی نہ لوٹائیے. رب کریم رحمت کا معاملہ فرمائیے. اے اللہ آپ نے سیدنا موسیٰ علیہ السلام کو فرعون کی طرف بھیجا تھا تو فرمایا تھا، فقولا له قولا لینا. اے اللہ وہ فرعون جو انا ربکم الاعلی کہتا تھا، اس کے ساتھ جب آپ نے نرمی کا معاملہ کرنے کا حکم فرمایا، اے اللہ یہ آپ کے بندے آپ کے سامنے حاضر ہیں جو روزانہ سجدے میں سر ڈال کر سبحان ربی الاعلی کا اقرار کرتے ہیں، اللہ ان کے ساتھ نرمی کا معاملہ فرما لینا، رحمت کا معاملہ فرما دینا. اللہ ہماری سبحان ربی الاعلی کو قبول فرما لینا، رب کریم رحمت کا معاملہ فرما لینا. اے اللہ کوئی آدمی مندر سے نکل کے جہنم میں ڈال دیا جائے اس پہ کوئی حسرت نہیں، حسرت تو اس پہ ہے مسجد میں آیا مگر سچی توبہ نہ کر پایا اور مسجد سے نکال کے اس کو جہنم میں ڈال دیا گیا. اے اللہ ہم آپ کے گھر سے نکل کے جہنم میں نہیں جانا چاہتے، آپ سے سلو کرنا چاہتے ہیں، معافی مانگنا چاہتے ہیں. اے رب کریم آج ہم پر رحمت فرما دیجئے، ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دیجئے، آئندہ نیکوکاری کی زندگی عطا فرما دیجئے. رب کریم جو زندگی کا دن باقی ہیں اپنی یاد میں گزارنے کی توفیق عطا فرما دیجئے. اللہ ہمارے تینوں حرم کی حفاظت فرما، رب کریم ہمارے تینوں حرم کی حفاظت فرما. پوری دنیا میں جہاں بھی مسلمان پریشان ہیں اللہ سب کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما. جنہوں نے دعاؤں کے لیے کہا، خط لکھے، فون کیے، اللہ ان سب کو ان نیک دعاؤں میں حصہ نصیب فرما. ہمارے والدین، عزیز اقارب، مشائخ، دوست احباب جو فوت ہو چکے ان کی مغفرت فرما، اور جن کی آپ نے مغفرت کر دی قرب کے اعلیٰ درجات عطا فرما. اے اللہ بیماروں کو شفا عطا فرما، بے اولادوں کو نیک اولاد عطا فرما، جو صاحب اولاد ان کی اولادوں کو نیکوکار بنا، فرما بردار بنا، ماں باپ کی آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک بنا. اللہ ہم اپنے بچوں کو پڑھنے کے لیے، کام کرنے کے لیے گھروں سے بھیج دیتے ہیں، اللہ ہم دور ہوتے ہیں آپ قریب ہوتے ہیں. اے اللہ ہمارے ان بچوں کی حفاظت فرما دیجئے، ان کے ایمان کی حفاظت فرمائیے، ان کے جان کی حفاظت فرمائیے، عزت آبرو کی حفاظت فرمائیے. رب کریم ان کو ماں باپ کی آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک بنا دیجئے. اے اللہ جو دل کی نیک مرادیں ہیں پوری فرما دیجئے، اے اللہ جو مانگا وہ بھی عطا فرما، جو مانگنا چاہیے تھا ہم نہیں مانگ سکے، ہمارے لیے بہتر ہے ہمیں وہ بھی عطا فرما۔ صلی اللہ تعالی علی حبیبہ سیدنا محمد و آلہ و اصحابہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین۔